What's on your mind, and other than sometimes free conference calling is not fun. Who's speaking for the group today? Robert, you want to speak?
Robert, you want to speak?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yep. Yep.
So I'll give you an update for Chris and I. You can't see me, but I usually do it on my mobile, and I tried it on the computer, and I'm not getting the webcam to work. So I'll be better next time. But a couple things. Through this trying time, Supernova was not at the top of our list through March and the first half of April. But the second half of April, we picked it back up, got back on track, and a couple things that we've done. We've found that the Supernova calls have been extremely, you know, well received. We've continued to add people to our calendar. Obviously, we're not doing folders and things of that nature, but we're finding out we can do it without. Chris and I have taken some steps to increase our social media presence. We've hired an internal group at Morgan Stanley through virtual engagement that you pay them a fee each year, and they basically guide you through all your social media. And we've only been in it maybe a month, and it's been phenomenal. Just getting things organized and figuring out how we're going to utilize social media with our business.
That's great.
As far as acquisition, we've got right now we've got $9.5 million in the pipeline of prospects that we hope to close in the next 6 to 12 months, with half of that in the next 4 to 8 weeks. And that's our update.
That's great. Congratulations. Mike, how about your group?
I don't know if you guys can hear me, can you?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I believe that we're still working with it. Am I echoing like Rob was?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I don't know how you're echoing. The main thing is we've been trying to add and find the ad programs. What's happening over the market? It gave us an opportunity to reach out to individuals. We changed our billboards. We had talked to Alan. Also about using that social media platform, which I can talk with Rob and Chris about when we get a chance. Probably have to do that separately. But Patrice and Lorraine and Sandrine have been making the bubbles. We're trying to coordinate everything we can. The business, like we all know, is very strained during the downdraft. I think we did a good job of keeping in touch with clients and keeping them in. And the Supernova helped with the top client. Green has her own group. And we continue to bring in more assets and more time frame. And even though not being able to work with the staff closely in person, I think we've adapted very well to this remote process.
Great. What else?
What else?
With us, I just think we're trying to fine-tune everything. And, you know, I can ask you, let Tom Green talk a little bit about what she's seeing with her Vroom platform within our team. I would like to get her thoughts on what she's seeing through this whole process.
Hello?
Hello?
So we have the people who are on, and then we have the ones.
You're echoing.
Well, I don't know what else. I can't help the echo. That's why I have them.
I know. Just thinking maybe we switch to our conference calling number. I mean, I don't see any way out of this.
Yeah, this is ineffective.
All right, so the conference call number is
302. 202-1116.
Okay. The code is
192-965.
Okay. Why don't we all hang up and switch to that? Okay. Thanks, everybody.